I feel a little shy about trying to approach this subject matter tonight. Maybe all of you will become unhappy with me because it's a very big subject and I'm a very small person. But I was appreciating yesterday, this morning, Jayadwaita Maharaj's very wonderful talk yesterday morning, and how he's so much following the mood of Srila Prabhupada. My Guru Maharaj was very Prabhupada and gave him some instruction that he should preach to the devotees. My Guru Maharaj once told me that three things concerned him very much, one of which was that he was very unhappy seeing the preachers falling down and going away. And the second thing was that he was unhappy when devotees, people were trying to say that Prabhupada only gave ABC in his books. My Guru Maharaj became very angry. And he said he wanted to show that Prabhupada gave everything in his books. And he gave the third thing, that he gave everything in ISKCON. Devotees don't have to go outside for some other thing. Our ISKCON society is a preaching society. And so many times we're preaching to new people. But we should also preach to the devotees. We should also read Srila Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada gave us his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Not only should we read it, but even more shocking than that, we should think about it. And we should examine it from different angles of vision. And thinking about something or reading something which may be a little more elevated than saying you're not your body over and over again is not a forbidden activity. It's something that we need. If we don't do like that, then we won't be able to progress properly. We were discussing this afternoon how Gaura Lila is like a pie. And if you want the mercy of the beloved son of Mother Sachi, then you have to take all of Gaura Lila, not just some part that you like. So in Gaura Lila, we could divide it generally into two divisions: his preaching activities and his Gambira activities. I find it interesting, many times in our preaching society, we tend to neglect the Gambira side. And sometimes those devotees, maybe call them, I don't like calling some persons as a group of persons, but those Babajis or Goswamis, sometimes they tend to neglect the preaching side and emphasize the Gambira side. But we have to have both. Because if we preach with no realization, with no taste, then who will be attracted? If we go and tell everybody you should chant Krishna Nam, and they'll say, why? And you'll say, oh, because it's the most ecstatic, wonderful thing. And then you invite them to come to the temple and they see us chanting like this, or japa. What are they going to think? Or if they ask us something about Chaitanya Charitamrita and we have nothing to say, what will people think? We should also understand these books of Srila Prabhupada. We should understand that those things which are really confidential are Radha and Krishna's intimate pastimes. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us about bhajan and separation. So we'd like to speak something about that today from a little higher end. But we want to also conclude with how it's relevant for all of us in our personal bhajans. What is the relevance of Gaura Lila, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan and separation here in Jagannath Puri? What is it? What is its relevance to all of us? So we'd like to start by giving some explanation of this song, a nice song. He's praying, Hari Hari Nittai Kabe Karuna Haribe. Oh Lord Hari, when will Lord Nityananda be merciful to me? There's another meaning. Other meaning is that Lord Nityananda will be merciful when I chant Hari Hari, when I chant Krishna Nam. Not just that we go to Guru and Nityananda, Kripa Koro, Kripa Koro, please give me your mercy, but we're not willing to do anything. We should be serious. To be serious about our Nam Bhajan. He's praying, Sangsara Bhasana Mora Kavi Durahavi. When will that day come when my Sangsara Bhasana, these impressions which are binding me up in this material world, when will that day come when those things go away? He's speaking as a sadhak. And in that mood, he's saying that, oh, as a sadhak, when will that day come? Kabi va kangala deshi, Vrindavana jaba. When will I live in Vrindavan? But not as a rich man, an MVT,
When will I live in Vrindavan as a beggar with only some old rotten torn cloth? He's desiring that thing. And when will that day come when I can actually see Shyama Kund and Radha Kund? Not just seeing, oh, the water looks very, very dirty. Have you been to Radha Kund, Gaurapriya? Was the water very clean? Did you see, you know, right across the middle of the lake is a very beautiful bridge. And there's a, like an island in the middle there where Rupa Manjari lives. Did you see that? You didn't see that. Very beautiful place. It's this Krishnadas Kabraj Goswami writes about it. But you didn't see it. You have to go again. So we may go to Radha Kund, but we may not see Rupa Manjari's place. We may just see, oh, the water is very, very dirty. We're not really seeing Radha Kund and Shyama Kund. So the devotee, Prema Das, he's praying, when will that day come when I can actually really see Radha Kund and Shyama Kund? And then he prays a very interesting thing, Vamsi Vatir Chaya Giya Jivana Juraba. When will that day come when I get the shade of the Vamsi Vat tree? Now, why is he mentioning the Vamsi Vat tree in particular? Why not any tree in Vrindavan? Well, the Vamsi Vat, by invoking that, he's referring to the Ras Lila. And he's saying that if I get that shade, what does shade do? Shade gives us some relief from the heat. Jivana Juraba. And then I'll get some cooling bliss in my life. What does that mean? It's described in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. Vikriditam bhajavadudiridam cha Vishnu, a very famous verse, that by hearing about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the gopis and the Ras Lila, our lusty desires go away. So that means having shelter at Vamsivat. And my lusty desires, that fever, goes away. Kavi Govardhana Muli Gara Gari Diva. When will I get shelter at Govardhan Hill? Which means being a little close to Radha Kund, but not being at Radha Kund. It means assisting Radharani's most intimate devotees. But there's a problem. I have this conception of myself. I'm a man. I'm from America. I'm a big speaker. I have this Purusha Deha. This Purusha Bhav. Maya Moha Purusha Deha Kaviva Charibe. When will that day come when I give that up? And what will happen then? Sakir Anugahoya Chana Seviva. I'll attain the form of a Saki, of a girl in Braj. But that's not enough. Sri Rupa Manjari Sakir Ashray Laiba. When will that day come when after I've attained that form of a young girl in Braj, I get shelter of Rupa Manjari? And then, Bama Pasi Rahi Angi Chamara Dulaba. I'll be able to stand on the left side of Radha and Krishna and fan them. And what will I do at that time? Eka Seni Juga Laki Shura Basaiba Eka Mala Juhungali Kabi Vaparaba. I'll give Radha and Krishna one sitting place and I'll give them one garland. What is the purport to that? This is a very high thing. This is something we can't practice. This is something we can't even begin to meditate on. But this is something that we aspire for. And if we don't hear about it, Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, how will we ever come to that point? So what does he mean here? Why is he again and again saying one? Because he's indicating Manjari Bhav. By invoking Sri Rupa Manjari Sakar Ashray Laiba, let me take shelter of Rupa Manjari. And what is the business of those Manjaris? Is to bring Radha and Krishna together. So I'll give them one throne. I'll give them one garland. And then he says an interesting thing. Kangala Hoya Brajigiya Kaviva Brahmiba. He uses the same word, Kangala, again, that he used in the second verse. Kangala means like a mad person or a beggar, like a yogi who's going and begging from door to door. And he says, Kangala Hoya Habrajigiya Kaviva Brahmiba. When will that day come when I become a beggar and I wander around in Braj? Now you may say, oh, this Prema Das, he's not a very good poet. Because there's a fault of repetition. In the second line, He's already invoked that image. He's already requested that thing. When will that day come when I become a beggar and go to Braj? And here again he's saying the same thing, but in a little different way. The first time he says, Kabhi va kangala beshe. When will I get the dress of that person, of that beggar? When will I begin to practice that? But this is another thing. This is something more than practice. He says, Gare garu marukari bhikya magi kaba. Then I'll go door to door, house to house, begging. And who am I, he says? Prema dasa kahe kabe hena bhagya habi. I'm Prema Das. I'm the servant of Prem. And when will I become fortunate? Bhagya habe. Goranga bolite more papa prana jabe. When will I chant Goranam? And taking shelter of Mahaprabhu, leave this body. So, in the 14th chapter of the Anchalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami gives some explanation of the mood of Mahaprabhu doing bhajan here in Braj. And he gives us some explanation that I think answers this question. Why Prema Das is seemingly, there's some fault in his poem. He's seemingly some fault. There's not. It seems like he's repeating something twice. So I don't know if I can sing this nicely. Mahaprabhu was speaking to Roy Ramananda and Srup Damodar. He said, my dear friends, please hear about Krishna's sweetness. Because of a great desire for that sweetness, my mind has given up all social and Vedic religious principles and taken to the profession of begging, exactly like a mystic yogi. Lila Mandala Sura Sangha Kundala Gari Ache Supa Karika Se Kundala Kare Krishna Lahi Vani Dare Ai Jula Kandara Upa. He said that the ring of Krishna's Ras Lila is manufactured by Sukadeva Goswami. Krishna's Ras Lila is like a ring. He's the most auspicious craftsman. And that ring is like an earring made out of conch shell. So yogis, they wear a conch shell. The yogi beggars, they wear an earring made out of conch shell. And he says, a yogi of my mind is wearing that earring on my ear. And from a gourd, he's manufactured the bowl of my aspiration. A beggar, he makes a begging bowl out of a gourd. And he's taking the bag of my expectations on his shoulder. And you may see the beggars have a bag. I'll just read the translations. The yogi of my mind wears a torn quilt of anxiety on his dirty body, which is covered with dust and ashes. His only words are, ha ha Krishna, ha ha Krishna. He wears 12 bangles of distress on his wrists and a turban of greed on his head because he's not eaten anything. He's very thin. So he wears 12 bangles of distress on his wrist. He's married to Krishna in his heart, but he's feeling great distress because of separation. And on his head he has a turban, this yogi. It's a turban of greed. And he's not eating anything, so he's very thin. He's not eating anything, he's not engaging his senses, so his senses have become very calm. He's not a fat person. The great yogi of my mind always studies the poetry and discussions of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. In the Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, great saintly yogis like Vyasadeva and Shukadeva Goswami have described Krishna as a super soul beyond all material contamination. The yogi of my mind has assumed the name Mahabal and made disciples of my 10 senses. Bala means a mad person. He's made disciples of my 10 senses. Thus my mind has gone to Vrindavan. This is how we go to Vrindavan, by becoming mad after Krishna, and our senses becoming our disciples and helping us, rather than our senses becoming our guru and dragging us, leaving aside the home of my body and the great treasure of material enjoyment. In Vrindavan, what does he do? Vrindavana prajagana yatastavara jangama brikshalata grihasta ashrame taragari bhikshatana phala mula parishrana e brite kori shishyasani. He's going in Vrindavan from door to door, begging with his disciples from everyone. Not just the grihastas, but also the trees, also the plants. Everything moving and non-moving in Vrindavan. What do you beg? Gaurapriya, have you ever begged from a tree before? What kind of thing would someone beg from a tree? You beg some fruits, right? You can beg some fruits, you can beg some leaves, some roots. And he says, Krishna guna rupa rasa, ganda sabda parasa, se suda asvade gopigan, tasabara grasa seishe, ani panchendriya sishe, se bikaya rakina jivan. This is what he's begging for, and this is the answer, the seeming discrepancy in Premadasa's poem. In the second line, when he uses the word kangala, he's referring to his sadhagvesha. He says, kangala veshe. But then in the next to the last line, he's speaking about his siddhavesha, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praying here. And the poet Premadas, he's praying, kangala hoi braja giya kabhi va brahmiva. When will that day come when I wander around in Braj? Gari gari madukari bhikya magi kaba. And I'll eat by begging from door to door. So what is he begging from door to door? This verse describes. The gopis of Vrindavan, they always taste the nectar of Krishna's attributes, his beauty, his sweetness, his aroma, the sound of his flute, and the touch of his body. My mind's 5 disciples. What are the mind's 5 disciples? The panchagyan indriya, our 5 different knowledge-acquiring senses. The senses of perception gather the remnants of that nectar from the gopis and bring them to the yogi of my mind. Thus my senses maintain their lives by eating those remnants. So this is bhajan and separation. And in this nice song by Premadas, he's giving us some aspiration, something that we look forward to. In our sadhagvesh, when will that day come? When I can give up all my different upadis, all my different designations, and just in a very humble way, go door to door and beg. Just like Sachi Devi, the daughter of King Naresh Narayan, who was the daughter of the king of West Bengal, she became a devotee and she went to Vrindavan. And she wanted to take initiation from this Haridas Goswami, who was there, a very great Vaishnav. And he told her, well, how can I give you initiation? You're a princess. You're used to a very comfortable life. And she said, no. I want. You please give me. No, it's not possible. She started sleeping on the bank of the Jamuna. She quit combing her hair. It became matted. Her body became covered with mosquito bites and insect bites. She's just sleeping there on the bank of the Jamuna with no mosquito net. And none of that, what do you call it, Odomos cream? No Odomos cream. And no lipstick, no braiding her hair, no earrings, no bangles, no nothing. She's a princess. And then Haridas Goswami saw, oh, she's very sincere. So he said, well, I don't know. Maybe I could give you initiation, but I'm not sure if you're really qualified. He said, you should go door to door and beg. And she became ecstatic. Yes, Gurudev. And so she started going door to door, knocking on the houses. Bo Mata Bhagavati Bhiksham Dehi, and begging alms from everyone there. And people were feeding her. And by doing that, she gave up all of her ego. She gave up that abhiman, that attitude that I'm a princess. When you can go and beg from door to door, you become very humble. In the Padma Purana, there's the section of the Bhagavat Mahatmya, the glory of the Bhagavatam. And there's one devotee mentioned there who's the father of Gokarna. I can't remember his name, the father. But he was considered to be a very high-class Brahmin, a very wealthy person. He was very rich, had a big house and so many rooms and ornaments and things. But he was going every day out to beg because he was really a high-class person. We see a beggar, we think, oh, very low-class person. But a beggar may be a very high-class person because they're giving up all their abhiman. And if we want this thing, if we want this braj prem, we have to understand that we have to give up our abhiman, this attitude that I'm a big person, I'm something special. We have to develop the attitude of Trinada Pisa and Ichena. So, Krishna, to keep the love alive, as we said yesterday, that Prema Dhara, that river of love, has two embankments, Sambhog Tata and Vipralamba Tata, the embankment of union and the embankment of separation. For that river of love to continue, both these things have to be there, union and separation. And if we study the different pastimes of the Lord, we'll see that these things are kept there. In Ram Lila, there's separation. Ravan came and kidnapped Sita. And we read a poem a few days ago from this Reverend A.G. Atkins, talking about how Ravan came and kidnapped Sita. Very nice poem, Mataji, you like. She's a very good poet. I read your poetry in the magazine and things. This Reverend A.G. Atkins, he was a Christian missionary. He came to India, he had to learn Hindi. So someone told him you should read Ramcharita Manas. And he fell in love with the book. He's a Christian missionary. He fell in love with the book. He spent like 20 years reading the book over and over again. And then someone said, we should translate it. So he spent 10 years translating into Pukka English poetry. So in there he writes about how Ravan came and kidnapped Sita. And then he speaks about the feelings of separation of Lord Ramachandra. Because Lord Ramachandra had left Lakshman behind and told him, you watch over Sita. But Sita became very angry when she heard the demon Marich, who had assumed the form of a deer, call out in Lord Ram's voice, Ha Lakshman! Ha Lakshman! And Sita thought it was really Ramachandra. So she abused Lakshman in so many ways. We won't go in that direction now. And forced him away. Forced him, you go and rescue Ram. And when Lakshman left, then Ravan came in the form of a sannyasi and kidnapped Sita. So this poem describes Lord Ramachandra seeing Lakshman. When Ram saw Lakshman had come in a hurry, his mind was beset with deep questioning, worry. You've come, brother, leaving their Sita alone, disregarding my word and the fealty you own. Around in these woods, great and dread demons wander. My mind tells me Sita is not in our hut yonder. Said Lakshman, as on Ram's feet he lay hold, Lord, it's not my fault, and his story he told. Ram then with his brother went back to the place of the hut on Godavari's bank, when no trace could he find of his dearest one. Ram began to be troubled and cried like a mere common man. O my Sita, in whom can all virtues be traced? Janki, charming and faithful, devoted and chaste. Though his brother tried all help and comfort to bring, Ram went to ask trees, plants, leaves, everything.
Tell me trees, tell me deers, tell me birds and bee swarms. Have you seen fawn-eyed Sita, the home of all charms? Now the birds, wagtails, parrots and doves, all the fish, deer and bees, cuckoos too, skilled as any could wish. The sweet jasmine and lotus and pomegranate flowers, gliding snakes, lightning flashes, moon brightening night's hours. Bright star clusters, the elephant, lion and swan can again hear their praise with fair Sita's charm gone. In other words, these different objects, these different types of birds, the wagtail birds, which are very beautiful, and they move in a certain way, the same kind of way that Sita's eyes would move. The parrots have a very sweet voice, and the doves, the fish are moving in a very beautiful way, the deer who have very beautiful eyes. All these different creatures are very beautiful, but in comparison to Sita's beauty, they're all embarrassed. So Ram's saying, now again, you can have your pride. Custard apple, banana, and finest fruit trees can rejoice without fear, knowing now they will please. Listen, Sita, how these without you went with one voice, as though winning a kingdom all wildly rejoice. Oh, my dear, how this selfish pride can you endure? Why not come into sight and your own rights secure? The Lord thus went seeking in great agitation, like all ardent lovers in love's separation. So Ramachandra, he cried for Sita. But the separation, the Vipralamba of Sita and Ram, wasn't a pleasing separation. Although it was this Sudura Prabhas that we spoke about yesterday, and although there was Samridhiman Sambhog, completely nourished union when Sita and Ram again were reunited, still it wasn't fully satisfying because it was forced upon them by Ravan, and it wasn't sweet. So Krishna again wanted to relish this mood of Vipralamba in Krishna Leela and Dwarpar Yuga. And in Braj, we spoke something yesterday from this book by Gopal, Kavi Gopal Krishna, who's in her famous Ariya poet, is Mathura Mangala. And this very beautiful story he tells about the gopis and what they're telling Krishna when he's leaving Braj. Rupa Goswami has also written about this in his Lalita Madhav. And he gives us the words of Brindadevi. When Brindadevi sees Krishna being taken away by Akura, Labda brahmena harita hari sarvarisham vinyasyata cha viraha klamakala kutam hagandhanita nujamandara bandurena vikshobita pitula gokula sagaroyam. With tears in her eyes, Brindadevi, she cried, and she said, by churning the great ocean of Gokul, the Mandara mountain of Akura has extracted the moon of Krishna. And what happened when the moon came out of the ocean of nectar? It created the Kalakuta poison of the Brijbasi's anguished separation from Krishna. So Krishna left Vrindavan and he went to Mathura and he plunged the gopis in the most terrible, terrible condition of life, of separation. And it's a very difficult thing to understand. That separation looks to us like some mundane thing. But Krishna in Brihad Bhagavatamrita says, no, that separation actually is the highest type of happiness. Pragyadyapi prema kritat prihanam vicheda davana lavegato natar santapa jatena duranta shoka visena gadham bhavataiva dukham tatapi samboga sukara pistuta sakopyani vachatamo manoramaha pramodarasi parinamato dhruvam tatraspurita drasikaika vidyaha. Krishna said, Although my gopi beloveds, they're burning in a forest fire of separation and pain. That pain is more glorious than the happiness of directly meeting me. It's indescribable and enchanting. It's an ocean of ecstatic love. Only those persons who are learned in tasting the mellows of spiritual love can understand it. Sanatana Goswami comments on this. This is an important thing for us to understand. Please try to hear. Because understanding this, we can understand something about the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and why he's come and what he's come to give. Sanatana Goswami comments. Yatagni pratyogi ghana himari sparsena padadyangeshu jayamana paramamaha jadyasya jalat angara sparashavat abhigyasyat tatrahi yatangara sparsha pratitir mitya paramamaha jadjameva satyam tatatrapi dukasya pratitir mityatvam eva sukasyaiva satyatvam vigyayam. He says that just as the limbs of our body, when they're touched by ice, which is just the opposite of fire, when they're touched by ice, they feel like we're being burned. That ice is very, very cold. It's very cool. But when you touch it to our body, we feel like we're getting burned. On the other hand, if you touch some fire, your hand, it becomes very, very cold after that. You feel like some frigidity. He says, so similarly, the apparent suffering from the feelings of separation is actually not real. It's truly experienced as bliss only. Those feelings of separation, as Srila Prabhupada said, and we read a number of statements from Prabhupada in this regard, that separation is the highest thing. He says in Krishna book, feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is a perfection of Krishna consciousness. This is our line, is separation. And therefore Jagannath Puri Dham is our place. Because this is a place of bhajan and separation. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a deity of separation. And Jagannath is a deity of separation. Usually we tell this story, maybe we may tell it something tomorrow. I'm thinking maybe tomorrow, maybe to go to see the deities worshipped by Kashi Mishra's wife. Very few devotees know about this temple. It was hidden for over 50 years. And just a few years ago was again discovered. A very wonderful story. And if we go there, because it's right across the street from Kanai Kunti's deities, another very little known place, we may tell some story that Kanai Kunti tells about the meaning of the form of Lord Jagannath. And how Lord Jagannath is a form, the embodiment of separation. Lord Jagannath, in the language of my Guru Maharaj, he's Radha Viraha Vidura Roop. If separation from Srimati Radharani manifests a form, that form is Lord Jagannath. Jagannath is the embodiment of separation from Srimati Radharani. He's known as Mahabhav Prakash, Majuja Rasaganaiti Murti. He's a condensed form of conjugal mellow. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Viraha Vidura Roop. He is the embodiment of separation from Krishna. If separation from Krishna could assume a form, that form is a form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these two opposites, separation from Krishna and separation from Radha, are having a very unusual meeting here in Jagannath Puri Dham in the form of their bhajan. And that bhajan and separation, this is a real treasure of our acharyas. This is a real treasure of our movement. This is a thing that we have before us, but we should understand it properly. We should go into it with a proper mood and know what I want to get, what I can expect, what I'm looking forward to. Otherwise, if we don't have a proper direction, we won't know where we're going. And therefore, there's Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, we would have no need from Shastra. We said yesterday, Shastra doesn't say, it's not that Shastra Svadvaya, Shastra Svadvaya, Shastra Svadvaya Eva Kevalam. No, it's Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Eva Kevalam. All that's necessary is Krishna Nam. So then what do we need Chaitanya Charitamrita or Srimad Bhagavatam? We take these literatures because they help us to understand what we're doing. Nama Shrestha Manam Api Sachi Putra Matra Swarupam. Jiva Goswami in 6th Canto Bhagavatam, he says there's two types of chanting. Kebala and Sneha Samyukta. Just common chanting. Hare Krishna. Huh? The syllables, which Jiva Goswami says are Varna Avatar. They're an avatar of the Lord who's come in the form of syllables. And someone can chant them. Sometimes our acharyas describe that it's not really chanting. Other times they say, no, it is chanting because Nam is always pure. Prabhupada writes like that in one purport in Bhagavatam. Huh? That Nam is always pure. But we don't always perceive it purely because there's something separating us between us and Nam. The sun is always bright. But sometimes if we put our hand in front of our eyes, we can't see the sun. It's not that the sun is weakened, but I put some obstacle there. So there we've placed some obstacle between us and Nam in the form of our anartas. We're not guided in the right direction. We're not focused properly on our bhajan. So we should have some understanding. What is the purpose of this thing? What is the mood of Srimati Radharani? There's a very... wonderful song in this regard that my Guru Maharaj used to sing sometimes. We've included this song in our little songbook, and it's found on page 31. And we can sing this song together, I think. Srimati Radharani spoke to the Sakis or Gopi companions when Krishna left Braj. Can someone play Mridanga? It's a team talk.
Radha hai,
excuse me,
Saki hai, Jamuna tatini kule ke kadambira mule more loye chavaro paya. Saki hai, Jamuna Tini kule ke kadam bera mule more loye chadar chaya. Ange mera bandhu hoy jamuna mutika loy sami mora dipa sarana. Ange mera bandhu hoy jamuna mutika loy sami mora dipa sarana. Saru pari kasava sahari tosi manjari dilotai. Saki hai shamanama saru pari kasava sahari tosi manjari dilotai. Amare vishkana kore bala sabe hare hare jagana parani bahirai. Amare Vastana Kore Bolo Sabe Hare Hare Chandana Bhajana. Saki Hai.
Radharani, she called for her Sakis and she said, please, immediately, you take me to the bank of the Jamuna. The Jamuna is very, very dear to me. Place me under the shade of a Kelly Kadamba tree there on the bank. These are my best friends at the end of my life. This Kelly Kadamba tree and the Jamuna. Take some mud from the Jamuna and smear it all over my body. And then write on it, Sham, Sham, Sham. Then you take some Tulsi Manjaris and you offer it to that Sham Nam because Abhinatva Nama Namino. Krishna and Krishna Nam are non-different. And then, Bole Sabi, Hari Hari, all of you gather around me and you chant, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. This is Radharani's instruction to her gopi companions. When my life is leaving in this way, you all chant, Hari Hari. This is a little bit of a technical subject, and this is a high thing. you please listen. I don't know how much you'll understand, but you listen. This is a very, very nice thing. We're going in some direction. We've been speaking something about Sudura Prabhas, Vipralamba. That Vipralamba, which is experienced from a great distance. That Sudura Prabhas has 10 different features, 10 different reactions, which are known as Dasa Dasa. 10 different reactions. The last, there are different reactions, different moods in feeling this separation. The last of which is Mrityu, or death. And this song indicates that thing. Srimati Radharani, in great separation from Krishna, she's feeling like, I simply want to die. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling a similar thing here in Jagannath Puri Dham. And he came here to this place. It's described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And he came here to taste this mood of Srimati Radharani. Urva darshana jaiche radhara vilap. Krami krami hoile prabhu se unmada vilap. The mood of Radharani when Uddhava visited Vrindavan became the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in separation. Mahaprabhu was tasting this mood of separation. And Mahaprabhu, in that mood, he was chanting Krishna Nam. Now at this point, I'd like to try to bring some of this back to ourselves, for our relevance, and tie together some of the things we've spoken about the last few days. Sometimes we have a question. Why should we chant Krishna Nam? Do you know that Radha Nam is a very, very glorious thing? Do you know, Gaurapriya, what happens if you chant Radha Nam? It's described in the Brahmavivarta Purana. Rasabdocharanadeva spito bhavati madhava da sabdocharata paschad davativa sasambramaha. When you vibrate the sound ra, then Krishna becomes ecstatic. And then when he hears the sound da, he goes running after that person who chanted that thing with great awe and reverence. Rasabdam kurvatas trasto dadami bhaktim uttamam dashabdam kurvata paschat yami shavana lobata. Krishna says, the moment I hear the sound ra, someone's going to say radha. Do you ever say radha? This is what will happen, Gaurapriya, if you say radha. The moment you say ra, you're going to say radha. Then Krishna hears that. And Krishna immediately gives him prem bhakti, he says. But then the next moment when he hears the sound da, Krishna completely loses himself and he becomes intoxicated in Radha Nam. He says, because of my great longing to hear the name of my beloved, I run after devotees who chant Radha Nam. This is a very nice thing. So then a question comes, why are we chanting Hare Krishna? Maybe we've all been cheated. Have we been cheated, Gaurapriya? Maybe we should just chant Radha, Radha, Radha. You know, once during, I think it was a 1937 Parikrama, Brajmandal Parikrama, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, with some disciples, they went to Radhakund. And some of his disciples came and they said, Guru Maharaj, such and such disciple of yours, he's become very advanced. He's not even chanting Krishna Nam anymore. He's just chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, oh, very nice. He says, you know what will happen if you chant Radha? And he cited these verses. Very nice thing. Krishna becomes ecstatic and Krishna personally comes running after you when you chant the name of Radha. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, that's okay, but we have a better program. We chant Krishna Nam. And we chant Krishna Nam. Who comes running after us? Not Krishna. Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani, she likes to hear the sound of Krishna Nam. And therefore, it's described by Narottam Das Thakur and Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Krishna Nama Ghani, by Radhika Charanapai, Radha Nama Ghani Krishna Chandra, Sangshepi Kahi Lakata, Guchaha Manera Vyata, Dhukamoya
anyakatadvanga. By chanting Krishna Nam, I'll get Radha, and by chanting Radha Nam, I'll get Krishna.
This is our system.
But our particular mood, this is a very technical high thing, I'm sorry, but our particular mood is called Bhavalasa Rati. We're not really so much interested in Krishna Bhakti. We're not interested in singing this song. What is it they sing in Braj so many times? They sing this song that Krishna Kun, you know what I'm saying? What is it? Radhi Radhi Shyam Milade. They're chanting so many times, isn't it? You go on Govardhan Parikrama or something, you always say, Radhi Radhi Shyam Milade, Radhi Radhi Shyam Milade. That's not our prayer. Our prayer is Krishna Krishna Radhi Milade. Mm-hmm. We're not praying Radhi Radhi Shyam Milade, that, oh, Radharani, you please give me Krishna. We're playing Krishna, you give us Radharani. We place more stress on worship of Radharani and pleasing Radharani than we do on Krishna. That's known as Bhavalasa Rati. It's a very high thing. That's known as Manjari Bhav. And Srila Prabhupada came to give that thing. That's described in his Tulsi prayers. Seva Adhikara Diya Koro Nija Dasi. You make me into your Dasi. You give me the Adhikar. So, we place more stress on Srimati Radharani. Jan Chandra Goswami, we spoke something about him today. He's a disciple of Gopal Guru Goswami. And we told that story about Gopal Guru today. Jan Chandra Goswami wrote a book called The Gorga Vindasmarana Archana Padati. And in there he's given one very nice slok. Bina Radha Prasadena Krishna Praptirna Jayate Tatashi Radhika Krishna Smaranyo Su Sasamyato. Without the mercy of Radharani, one can never attain Krishna. Therefore, one must remember them together, as they're always nicely situated by each other's side. We want to please Radharani. And without getting the mercy of Radharani, there's no way we can get Krishna. So how do we please Radharani? If I want to please Bhagavat Purana Prabhu, I can go and I can wear a t-shirt with your picture on it. And I can run and do kirtan. Bhagavat Purana Prabhu Ki Jai, Bhagavat Purana. And he's going to come and probably hit me on the head if I speak for another moment even now. He's going to say, Baba, chant Krishna Nam. And that'll make him happy. So Radharani, she's not interested in us going Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. She feels some pain. She's very, very humble. But she becomes ecstatic when she hears the name of Krishna. And there's so many different wonderful poems describing that. That's another description some other time. But Srimati Radharani, this is her dying condition. She's praying to Krishna. She's praying, excuse me, to her sakis. You please chant Krishna Nam. I want to hear Krishna Nam. Some people, they say that rather than chanting Krishna Nam, we should chant Gora Nam. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful. Why should we chant Gora Nam or Krishna Nam? We'll be Gora Priya. We'll chant Gora Nam. What's the point in chanting Krishna Nam? Mahaprabhu is more merciful. But if we say that, then I would suggest, what's the point in chanting Gora Nam? Chant Nityananda Nam. Because he's even more merciful. But you know, even more merciful than Nityananda is Janava. We should chant Janava Nam. But even more merciful than Janava is Birchandra, their son. We should chant Birchandra Nam. But even more merciful than Birchandra is my Gurudev. So I'll chant my Gurudev's name. And instead of worshipping Krishna, I'll put pictures of my Gurudev all over my ashram. Jai Gurudev. And will he be happy with that? Gaura Priya says no. He'll come with a stick and beat me. We have a better program. It's a very nice thing to chant Gaura Nam. But we have a better program than chanting Gaura Nam. What is that program? Pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's just told his devotees. Chadiyama prati sneha take sabaka sabe Krishna vyati rikta nagaideya. He said, if you really love me, you'll love my instruction. You'll do what I'm telling you. If you really love your mother, Gaura Priya,
You'll obey her. You'll do what she says. If we really love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we'll follow his instruction. And what is he saying to us? Chant Krishna Nam. Don't chant any other name. Why does he want us to chant Krishna Nam? Because Radha Bhava Jyoti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. He's two opposites in one container, Vipralamban Sambho. He's Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He's a combined form of Radha and Krishna, but Srimati Radharani's mood is predominant in Gaura. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling separation and crying. But if we come and we chant Krishna Nam, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets some relief and feels some happiness. Therefore, our acharyas have described this thing, Srimati Radharani's mood when Krishna left Vrindavan. We should understand it. This is the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing. And just as Srimati Radharani, at the end of her days, and she was wanting the Sakis to come, gather around her, and said, as I'm dying, as I'm leaving my body, you all chant Krishna Nam, you chant Hari, Hari. And that'll give me some relief. So, that mood of Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is tasting. And our Acharya Varga, our Guru Varga, all of our Acharyas are doing one giant kirtan. It's a kirtan of the Sakhi Manjaris. The same kirtan the Sakhi Manjaris are doing, chanting Krishna Nam to relieve the pangs of separation of Srimati Radharani. Our Guru Varga, they're all chanting Krishna Nam to relieve Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from his pangs of separation from Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada gave us the topmost thing. This is a very high thing. This is not something we're going to practice in our bhajan. This is not something we're going to meditate on. It's not necessary. Because name prasvatito hoy rupa guna karma. You just chant Krishna Nam and everything comes. You don't have to artificially do smarana. You don't artificially have to think about Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Name prasvatita, from the name, blossoms. Guna, rupa, karma, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's form, and Krishna's pastimes. All those things come in this package of the holy name. But it's in a condensed way. And we have to get it from our Gurudev. Nama Shrestham. He's given me the topmost name, not Kevala Nam. Two types of Nam are there, we said. Kevala Nam and Sneha Samyukta. Kevala Nam means that ordinary name. Sneha Samyukta is that name of Krishna which chanted with love. And that's the thing that we want from our Gurudev. We want that bhav, we want that mood. Because otherwise, what is the necessity of Harinam initiation? Before I took Harinam initiation, I was chanting 16 rounds. And when I got Harinam initiation, my Gurudev didn't speak the mantra in my ear. When you get Diksha mantra, the Guru speaks a mantra in your ear, and you're not supposed to chant it before that time. But I'm chanting Krishna Nam before I met my Gurudev, because Prabhupada told us to do that thing. That thing is there for all of us. But there's a difference between chanting before initiation and chanting after initiation. There's Kevala Nam and there's Sneha Samyukta Nam. What we want from our Gurudev is his mood. We want his bhav. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, in his commentary in Third Canto Bhagavatam, he says in one place, the function of the disciple is to be anubhav of the guru, following the mood of the guru. And he says a very interesting thing. He says, how will the disciple understand what the mood of the guru is? And he gives an analogy of a rich man. If you go to a rich man and you say, excuse me, could you please tell me how much money you have in the bank? Will they tell you, Gaurapriya? No. So, if you go to your Gurudev, you say, Gurudev, what kind of bhav do you have? What kind of ecstasy do you have? Will he tell you? He won't tell you. So, Vishnu says that, like with a rich man, we can observe him. And we see, how many servants does he have? What kind of clothes does he wear? What kind of clothes does his servants wear? What kind of ornaments does he have? What kind of car does he have? What kind of house does he have? And from those different things, we can understand something about his wealth. So by observing our Gurudev very closely, which, as we said on the very first day of this parikrama, is the purpose of our parikrama. We should come with sadhu. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says the purpose is not to go to different places. The purpose is to come with sadhu and look at the sadhu and see what is he experiencing. Or our purpose is to come and to hear the words of the sadhus. And therefore we're having this katha. We're repeating some things from Srila Prabhupada and our Acharya, Acharya Varga. And by hearing from them, we're understanding something about their moods. And that gives us some impetus in this line. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to show us how to cry in separation. And by crying in separation in this way, this is the fastest way to attain Radha Krishna in Braj. Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gora Hari Ki, Shri Vipralamba Murti Jagannatha Ki, Gopremanandi Hari Hari Bo, Vanchakalpadarubhishcha Kripasindubhivacha Patitanam Bhavani Vaishnavi. Kiranagari Prabhu, I want to see if there's any questions. Prabhuji just got his hand up. Yes?
So chanting the name of Krishna attracts the mood and the love of Srimati Radharani, and therefore we chant Krishna now. How comes out of the 16 names in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, 8 of them are names of Srimati Radharani?
That depends on your mood. Several answers can be given to this. One is that our acharyas have given different commentaries, and some of them say that Hare means Krishna, and some of them say it means Radha, and sometimes it's said that Ram means Radha, Rama.
Well, Prabhupada said that the name Hare comes from the word Hara.
Yes, but Gopal Guru Goswami has given a different commentary, Raghunath Das Goswami has given a different commentary, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given at least 2 commentaries. And we can't say that one is right and another is wrong, because this is in the mood of Bhav. This is on the platform of Bhav. And on the platform of Bhav, Siddhanta is not ruling, but love is ruling. And there may be different moods. Do you know, I'll tell all of you a little secret. Probably most of you, I think, have probably read Harinam Chintamani. Did you know, in the very last page of Harinam Chintamani, there's an anagram of the holy name of the Maha Mantra? The first sentence begins with Hare, second sentence begins Hare, third sentence begins Krishna, Hare, then Krishna, Hare, then Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, like that. Did you know that? You don't know that probably unless you've read in the Bengali, because there's no translator who's dared to do it, dared to translate that thing. Kushikada Prabhu, Banu Maharaj, and the other devotees who translated Harinam Chintamani, they didn't want to translate that. It's like X-rated. And how is that in the end of Harinam Chintamani? We read Harinam Chintamani, it's something for us. It's not something so transcendentally erotic. X-rated gives a bad connotation, but it's a transcendentally erotic thing. And that prayer, without explaining it, says something like, "O Krishna, when you touch this part of Radharani's body, when you take this part of her clothing away, and you do this thing and this thing," that thing's given. I remember one devotee who was a little rustic. He's not in our line. He was reading that section with me. He became very shocked. And he said, "What is this? What kind of mood is this?" He couldn't understand. He said, "This is a very strange mood." And we were meditating on that anagram that he gave for some time. And we realized that what that is, that's the mood of the gopis, or the manjaris, actually, chanting Hare Krishna mantra for the pleasure of Srimati Radharani. And Radhanam is there in that mantra, because Radharani likes to hear that. She likes to hear that Krishna's coming and touching her, and Krishna's doing this thing to her and that thing to her. And that's our kirtan. That's one of the meanings of our kirtan. When we're chanting, we're wanting Radharani to have some bhog. We're chanting, maybe we're addressing Krishna. Sometimes we're chanting, we're thinking like this: that, oh Krishna, hooray, Radharani, she's feeling so much separation from you. You're Ram, you're the giver of all pleasure. So you please take away her feelings of separation. And that's our business, that's our sampradaya, that's our preaching ultimately, is to get everyone to join this giant kirtan of Krishna Nam to pacify the feelings of separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani. So for that reason, Radha Nam is there in the mantra. Is that okay? Guruji?
Krishna feels unhappiness from his the fallen conditioned souls. And the, could you say something about the concept that when we try to preach various ways, I was told when distributing books, that you're helped by helping to reunite the fallen conditioned souls with Krishna, that it's done in the mood of separation, and it ultimately helps to pacify the feelings of separation. What comes to mind is that one statement, I think it's in the Rasa Dance chapters in the Krishna book, Prabhupada says,
do you want the microphone?
I'm almost done. To feel separation in the service of Krishna is the perfection of the Krishna consciousness. So, simply stated, can you say something about how when we're doing our preaching activities in particular, how that is very much related to the deep concepts of separation from other things?
Prabhuji is pointing out very nicely that he's asking if we could comment something. He made a nice comment. I'm just going to repeat some of the things that he said and elaborate on a little bit. It's a nice point he's making. That Krishna is feeling separation from the devotees, from the jivas here in this material world. And Krishna is feeling some pain. And those pure devotees, they're feeling pain on behalf of Krishna. And they want to reunite those living entities with Krishna. They want to bring them together. So that's our function of preaching. Everything is based on vipralamba, on separation. Separation is not a bad thing. That atmakrandana must be there. We should cry for the Lord. We should cry from our soul. We should cry for Guru. And then when Guru leaves, we should cry again. In separation from Guru. And we should cry for Krishna. And everything that we do, when we're dressing the deities, we're trying to dress them in such a way, we're trying to dress Krishna in such a way that he'll be happy to be come before Radharani. We're trying to dress Radharani in such a way that Krishna will be attracted to her to ease their feelings of separation. We're going out on book distribution and preaching to people because we want to bring them back to Krishna. Because we know that those living entities, they're crying in their heart. They can't hear it sometimes. Sometimes they can't hear the voice of their own soul. Because there's so much radio noise going on with material desires and nonsense things. But they just calm down a little bit, take a few deep breaths, and stop all their nonsense activities, then the cry of their soul, that atmakrandana, comes out. And they're feeling separation. So our preaching is to reunite them with their Lord. Our preaching is to bring pleasure to Krishna by bringing his devotees with them. So everything in this sense is based on vipralamba. And this vipralamba, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said in one lecture, we should not speak about Radha and Krishna's conjugal affairs. He said, but we may speak about their feelings of separation. That's a safe ground to be on. We want to hear about Radha Krishna. That's our subject matter. If we don't hear about Radha Krishna, then maybe we'll think we want to hear about Lakshmi Narayan. Or maybe we want to hear about Ganesh or Shiva or so many things. We need to know what is our goal and be very focused on it. And that's not just in a general way, but it's in a very, very deep, heartfelt way. Understanding that goal is a work in progress. We can be told, this is our goal. Okay, I know, I have an intellectual understanding that Radha Krishna and Manjari Bhav and all these things are my goal. But it's a work in progress. I have to cultivate that in my heart. So the point comes in my nam bhajan, when I'm crying like a mad person, those devotees who are really doing Nam Bhajan, they're crying and crying to Krishna. They've given up all their abhiman, all their different upadis. And Krishna comes running. We heard a story recently when we were in Brej. I like so much. I just want to repeat for all of you again here. This story apparently happened something like 50 years ago or so in Brej. There was one learned Vaishnava who was speaking every day on the Bhagavatam. And many people were coming to hear his katha. One person was coming who was very dirty. He was living on the street. And he wasn't taking bath. He smelled very bad. He had matted hair and very dirty cloth and looked very horrible. On one occasion, some of the people were coming to the katha. They saw him eating on the street. And one occasion, they saw the dogs coming and eating off of his plate. And then after the dogs left, he finished eating what was left. A very, very crazy fellow. Very moochy. Nobody would speak to him, and he wasn't speaking to anyone. No one could understand him. He was coming there every day. One day, that learned Vaishnava went to the Gopeshwar Mahadev temple. And as he was going in, he saw that crazy fellow coming out. And he became very curious. And he stopped and asked him, "What's your name?" And that fellow didn't say anything. He just looked down on the ground. And again he asked him, "What's your name?" And then he looked up and he saw, oh, this is that Vaishnava that I've been hearing Harikatha from. So he mumbled his name. And that learned Vaishnava, then he asked something which generally they never ask in Brej. He asked him, "What is your family line? What is your gotra? Where are you from?" And that crazy fellow, he hung his head down and said, "I'm from such and such Sarasvat Brahmin family. A very rich village." And that learned Vaishnava said, "My God, what are you doing here?" He said, "Do you have any education?" And that crazy fellow said, "I have a master's degree in science." Learned Vaishnava said, "What are you doing, man? You're sleeping on the street. You're not taking a bath. The dogs are eating off your plate." Generally speaking, the Vaishnavas don't want to reveal themselves. They hide themselves. They hide their bhajan. Just like Lord Rishabhdev. He was rolling in his own stool and urine, Gaurapriya. Could you do that? And smearing it all over his body. And nobody wanted to talk with him. They wanted to stay away. Huh? If you rub stool and urine all over your body, no one would talk with you either, right? He was doing that because he wanted people to leave him alone. Gaurakishore Das Babaji was doing his bhajan once. And he said that one wealthy man and his wife came there. "Oh, Baba! We want to serve you. Well, how can we serve you? You're a wonderful sadhu." And Gaurakishore said, "You don't really want to serve me. Leave me alone." "No, no, Baba, please, you're hurting our feelings. Really, we want to serve you. We want to do something for you." So then Gaurakishore said, "Really? You really want to serve me?" "Yes, yes, Baba, we really want to serve. You'll do whatever I say." "Yes." "Then here's what I have to say to you. Give me your stool. Bring me a few buckets of your stool. I'd like that. That would be a very good service for me. Because if you bring me your stool and keep it around me, then people will stay away from me." And that's why he was chanting in the latrine. And he became very shocked. "Baba, we can't do that. That would be a great offense." "No, no, this is what I want." So the sadhus, they hide themselves. But sometimes by Krishna's desire, they may reveal themselves. And somehow, when that learned Vaishnava asked that crazy fellow why he was doing this way, Krishna inspired him and he said something which he might not usually speak. He told that learned Vaishnava, he said that if I don't act like this, then I can't see Krishna. That learned Vaishnava became very intrigued. He said, "See Krishna? Do you see Krishna?" And that crazy fellow, he said, "Yes." And that learned Vaishnava, he knows Madhuri Kadambini. and subscribe to Madhuri Kadambini, then on the platform above, you may have a spurti, you may see Krishna for a moment. But on the platform of prema, you'll constantly see Krishna everywhere. So he asked him, how do you see Krishna? Do you just see him for a brief moment, or do you see him longer? And that fellow, he hung his head down, he said, I see him like I see you, and I talk with him, and we spend time together. He said, but if I don't act like this, then I can't see Krishna. So this is our goal. Our immediate goal, that's our ultimate goal, or one of our ultimate goals, to see Krishna. And maybe other things beyond that. But our more immediate goal is just to put this thing in our mind, that when I'm chanting Krishna Nam, I want Krishna. If we just come to that point, if we can just wake up, this is something I'm always thinking for myself, when will that day come when I could actually really hanker for Krishna? And I'm chanting Krishna Nam, and I'm crying, Krishna, Krishna, where are you? As we said on the first day, citing George Harrison, my sweet Lord, I really want to see you, Lord. My sweet Lord, I really want to know you, Lord. But it takes so long, my Lord. That's our mood. That's bhajan and separation. We should become focused on this. This is the relevance of it for us. We're very, very fallen, at least speaking for myself. And this is a very, very distant thing, and reading all these things about Gopi Bhav and Manjari Bhav and Radha Bhav is a very, very high thing. But it has some relevance for me. And I should understand that. It should create a hankering, a crying in my heart. Is that okay? So is there anything else? Any other Gita Nagari Prabhu?
Yeah. Can I ask a question about why Radharani is pleased when we chant Krishna's name? Krishna's name? And I ask, why is the name of Srimati Radharani the dominating name in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? You gave an answer, but I didn't understand it.
Okay.
I'll
explain a little more.
Okay,
Radharani's name is there in the Maha Mantra because we're chanting for her pleasure. And the meaning of the Maha Mantra, Radha's name is there, Hara, in the vocative. And we're chanting that in connection with Krishna Nam. And it has a meaning that Krishna's interacting with Radharani. Krishna's with Radharani. Radharani wants to hear that. So she likes hearing her name in that context when she's united with Krishna. And because she's not different from her name, Krishna's not different from his name, we never ever want to separate the divine couple. If we go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we want to chant Gauranam, or if we want to chant Radhanam for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we're separating the divine couple. We don't ever want to separate the Shakti from Shaktiman. We want to chant Radha and Krishna Nam together. We want to keep them together. We want to chant for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so there's sambhog, there's union. Is that okay?